Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Monday's edition of Spectrum. Happy, happy Monday. My name is Luko Mkwedi Phuthi and I'm back with you on the airways from now all the way up until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Starting it on a definite high, even if I've got to say so myself, chatting to the beautiful and amazing Kia Modise Moloto on Radio Pulpit. It's a great way to start my afternoon, I must say, seeing a beautiful face in front of me. So Kia, good afternoon and welcome, welcome, welcome.
And thank you so much. It's so good to be back.
Good to be back. You're pretty much like furniture now, I must say. I absolutely love it. And I absolutely love having these chats with you, Kia. Now, we are still going on about the women in business. I want you to term it because I say network and then I hear summit. And then, so tell us exactly what is it? Because I understand there is an organization to it and then there's an event to it. Is there a difference?
There is a difference, but it's one in the same thing. It's one in the same thing is because what we stand for as the Christian Women Business Network, the organization, is going to be exactly what we will be doing at the Established Business Women Gibbs Networking Summit.
Summit.
Yes. So that's where the summit comes into play. Mm. It is a celebration of our 7th year anniversary as an organization, Christian Women Business Network. Mm-hmm. So we decided to just celebrate in a special way, just to do what we do best for our network members and our guests and the community that gets to hear about us. So we are creating a networking opportunity for business people, for entrepreneurs, men and women leaders from different corners of the economy. We are saying, let's get together one last time at the end of the year, the 1st of November and the 2nd of November, and use the time wisely to network and make connections that are going to work for us in 2025.
I think that's actually beautiful, Kia, that you like you're saying, you get to have it at the end of the year. There's awards to it as well. And I think after people have worked, you know, tirelessly in this year, it's a great way to say, okay, guys, let's wrap it up.
Yes, it's a beautiful opportunity, and you're also able to spend that time with whether it's your colleagues or your team or potential clients and existing clients, you know, for the gala dinner, you can invite them and spend that time with them, connecting in a special way, like I'm saying, one last time of the year. And it's also an event that we are using to roll out the carpet for Global Entrepreneurship Month. As you know, that's when entrepreneurship is celebrated in the month of November globally. So we are saying this is a special event. We are going to take advantage of the opportunity and roll out the red carpet for it. So entrepreneurs, come in your best attitude and readiness to network and take advantage of. Plus, we've got other opportunities like prizes, surprise prizes for entrepreneurs and business leaders.
While you're still speaking of prizes, Gia, I do believe you have a prize. We'll mention it at the end as well. But before we even get into this conversation, you know, we're chatting early on. You're like, I have a prize for the listeners. So please just throw it in there. We'll still introduce it later on. But I'd love to know what you've got for my listeners as we start, actually.
We've got a ticket giveaway for two.
Okay.
Should I share the details and how to win right now, or do we spare it for later?
I think you should. I'll still get them later. I want you to repeat them later. But I'm like, you know what? While we're still at it, I'd love to know, because it's an exciting one as we talk about it, so that a listener knows exactly what they're getting into, you know? Gia?
Yeah. Okay. So what we are giving away is a set of tickets. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. It's a set of tickets, which means a ticket for two people to attend the gala dinner as well as the summit. So they have full access to the 1st and the 2nd of November at Gibbs Business School. And the only thing you have to do, it's very simple. Listen to this interview. Go to the socials, which is Facebook and Instagram, like our latest post.
All right.
Share that post on your story.
Okay.
Follow us if you're not following us already, and tag an inspirational business woman or any, whether it's a business person or a professional person, as long as you're taking somebody that is suitable to attend this summit.
Wow.
It does not mean that person is the person you're coming with to the summit. No.
Okay.
Just take a person that you think will appreciate knowing about the summit.
Wow. Now, Kia, you know, in all our conversations, one thing that I have heard clearly is that, you know, you guys are celebrating 7 years already, and it's one of the great milestones that you'll be, you know, celebrating and pointing out. Next week, by the way, are you aware it's actually next week already?
So, I am aware. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's been a build up for some time, but it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
So next week, this time, we'll be counting days.
Yeah. So with that, you know, in celebrating 7 years, I'd love for you to just take us a little bit, you know, along the journey and down memory lane, you know, things and memories that stood out for you, you know, as the leader of the organization from when you started to where you are. Maybe just in I know 5 minutes is little, but if you can just take us through that journey, what did it look like for you?
You know, when the journey started, I was not ready to start the journey.
Mm.
I did not even anticipate that I would be a person that would launch or come up with the idea of the Christian Women Business Network.
Mm.
It started in 2017. I thought it was going to be a breakfast get-together for business women. And at the end of the event, at the end of that breakfast, the very first session, a lady, as they were walking out, one of the women at the doors shouted, "When is the next one?" And one of the speakers, I was still saying bye and still talking about how wonderful the event was. And one of the speakers then shouted back and said, "In 3 months' time."
Wow.
What is outstanding for me about that day is that I was full of doubt when the day started, even when I was preparing for that very first session, networking session in Durban at Gateway Hotel. I was full of doubt. I was in a area where I did not know anybody. The only people that I knew were people that I had met probably months before at church. We were not friends. We were just churchgoers.
Mm.
And we knew each other from church. We were blessed enough that Lyra, singer-songwriter, was able to be part of the speakers on the day to help us launch the Christian Women Business Network.
Wow.
And there were about 80 women in the room or so. And that on its own was a milestone, because here's a girl from Pretoria that has just been in Durban for a few months, and she's feeling called by God during a very dark time to host this event, for women to come together, to support each other, to help each other heal. So that was the first event. And we also were able to be supported financially by one of the corporates, which was a cherry on top, because it's not expected that corporates sponsor Christian-based or religion-based events. But we were blessed that we had one of the big banks saying, "No, we stand with what you are trying to achieve, and we are going to put our money on it, we're going to bank on it, because they were interested in the caliber of women that we would bring in that room.
Wait, Gia. And, wait. Was this on the first breakfast, or are we now along the journey? Because I'm thinking a big bang for first event.
First breakfast. We are on the first breakfast. Yeah, nobody has heard about Gia.
That's what I'm thinking.
In KZN. It's God in action. It's God in action. And that's why I encourage people, business people, business leaders, to never take anything at face value. Mm. If you are a child of God and you allow God to be part of your journey in your business or in your professional career, do not take what people say and go with it and run with it, or what the intellectuals or what your industry says this works and that does not work. It does not always work according to what men says, but sometimes when you are a child of God, it works according to what God says.
Amen.
And that's why at the very first event, launching the idea and them just understanding what I'm trying to achieve, they bought into the idea. And I will say that last year, April, we hosted another event here in Sandton, in Gauteng. And that very same partner came on board with us again.
Wow.
So it's been a journey. And what stands out for me following that particular day is how it has just grown. And in every province that we have launched, it has been a success. There has been learning opportunities. There has been amazing testimonials that I have received, that we have received as an organization, how women have really come together, formed partnerships and collaborations. And it's not only a network that builds business relationship, but some of the women have become very close friends that pray together, that work together on certain projects, that are just there for each other as we call each other sister friends, as sister friends of the Christian Women Business Network. There has been women that have come back to say, I was very lonely in a foreign country. I don't know how I found out about the Christian Women Business Network, but for the 6 months that I was in Angola, for example, you ladies kept me going. You gave me the company that I really, really needed. This particular woman that I'm referring to was in Angola on a project, and she was feeling very lonely, and she was of poor health. But the Thursday tea dates that we host every Thursday evening, she used to attend, and we've built amazing relationships with her. I know for sure of more than two women in the network that have become good friends with her. Wow. So there's many different, it's not only business stories that we can reflect on and appreciate, it's the beautiful connections of friendship and sisterhood that we get feedback on that really, for me, are beautiful flowers that I can look back on the journey that we have traveled up to this point.
You know what truly impresses me, Gia, with this conversation and the previous one we actually had with Adriana, is the fact that, you know, even in the journey and the fact that you guys are quite focused on business, but you have not left out the spiritual aspect of it. And I think, you know, sometimes we make that mistake of flourishing or making it, you know, in our respective businesses, and we put God aside. You know, we still go by the tag. I remember a couple of months ago, I attended a similar event, and one of the speakers, who I just forgot her name, but she actually runs Nutriseed. She said, the problem is, we do not give these businesses back to the Lord. What we do is we run with the idea and we say, hey, we are women in business, and that becomes the tag. But the kingdom aspect of it is then removed oftentimes because we're more focused on the, you know, monetary gain that we get out of it. The networks that we build only bring business, and that's what we end up focusing on. And we eliminate the core man of the business, which is Christ. So I'm really happy and quite impressed that he's still the center of it all.
He is still the center of it all. He will always be the center of it all. Because we have evidence and proof that the journey with him is better. We enjoy being led by the Holy Spirit in our businesses. We are comfortable or comforted by knowing that we are not alone on the journey. And we, you know, I'm reflecting now as I'm speaking to our 1 o'clock prayer meet that we host every Monday. Every Monday we go in what we call our prayer boardroom, and we just pray for our businesses, for work. We pray for our teams. We pray for our finances. We pray for everything concerning our businesses. And when you're able to leave your workstation or switch off your laptop and go into a prayer meet for your business with sisters that you know also, as much as they are praying for themselves, they are praying for you. It gives you a sense of community, and community is very important. I always say, it's also on our website, that women, we thrive when we know that we are not alone, when we know that we are supported. We thrive. So even in business, whether we are celebrating or we are experiencing hardship and challenges, when you are in it with God, you remain hopeful. You do not fall apart as those that do not believe, as those that think that they are alone. And because we say we are Christian women in business, we are continuously praying for God to be part of it, for God to take the lead, for God to take charge and to take control. We cannot, and I say this a lot to our network, that we cannot just know God on Sunday. We can't. We can't. He's the one that planted the seeds. He's the one that planted the ideas in our minds and in our hearts. So let's walk this journey with him. Let us be, let us allow him, give him room in our businesses when things are going well, when we are challenged. Let's put him first. And I know that there are some of the women that have now started saying that I am not the CEO of my business. God is the CEO of my business. And we are always talking about how do we create space, room for God to take the lead? What are the things that we can do as business leaders, as entrepreneurs, that can allow God's space in our business, in our daily practices? So I do not believe, I do not encourage forgetting who planted the seed. And just because we are thriving, or just because we are under so much pressure to achieve what we want to achieve, we forget about him and focus on just the tasks that are ahead of us. We must always find a way. We must always remember. We must always look to him to be ahead of us. I mean, even when you're going to a meeting, some people may think that we are crazy. I mean, you go into the meeting and you say, God, go before me, go into that boardroom before I get there, and condition that boardroom in my favor. And he does.
He does.
And he does, you know. So for me, it is, I don't want to do anything that where the Holy Spirit does not exist or take part or take the lead. And as Christian Women Business Network, we always encourage each other to go back to the one that gave us the idea, the one that gave us the position, the one that gave us the job, the one that called us to that ministry. Always go back to him and try on a daily basis to walk that path with him.
Yeah, sure. This is amazing. Now, okay, I think before we even get to the details of the event, I must ask, should a lady be listening right now and they'd love to be part of this movement? That's what I call it. It's a movement. They'd love to be part of the movement. What would you say to them? How can they become part of you guys? Is there still space?
We will never not have space to take in a sister.
Yeah.
We will never, ever not have space. There will always be room for a sister. If anybody wants to become part of this Christian Women Business Network, I am contactable on my cell phone 082-970-6035, or you can go to our website, christianwomenbusinessnetwork.com. And all the details are there. There is a form for you to complete. You can also take a look at the business women that are already part of our network. Some of them are on our premium member page. And we will get back to you. Send me a message on WhatsApp or go to our website and find that link and complete a form. Also on our socials, on our Instagram and Facebook, when you go into our profile, there is a link that you can click on that gives you information on becoming a member.
Okay. Now let's talk about the event, Kia. You know, you spoke about the gala dinner and the Saturday summit, you know, when we were talking about the ticket giveaway. Maybe if you can just give us details of the event, what's happening on what day and how can one be part of it?
Thank you. I love that question. It gets me excited about the 1st and the 2nd of November. So as I've already said, and we've been saying it for some time, the 1st and the 2nd of November are the dates for the Established Business Women GIBS Networking Summit. Mm-hmm. The summit is taking place at GIBS Business School in Sandton, Ilovo. On the Friday is a networking gala dinner. So we will be meeting on Friday at 5:30. From 5:30 to quarter to 7, 18:45, we will be registering, we'll be doing the red carpet photos, we will be having media interviews, we will be networking.
Okay.
And just welcoming the evening. And then come 7:00, we are seated and we start with the gala dinner. That evening, we have got Margaret Hershey, that is a speaker. We also have Dr. Alistair Mokwena that will be giving the keynote address for the gala evening. Now, Dr. Alistair Mokwena is he is an academic as we speak right now. He's just come off his position as director of Google South Africa.
Wow.
He is a well experienced, he's a chartered marketer. He used to be the CEO of Ogilvy and Mather. So he's established in his position, in his journey, in the area where he works. He's established and he's just authored a book on self-mastery, saving self-mastery. Forgive me for forgetting the name of his book, but what I like about the book is that it teaches on mastering the self and honoring the self and what you're meant to do, living up to your purpose and up to your potential. So that's one of the reasons he's on board. He's a keynote speaker on the evening of the gala dinner. In the same evening, we are awarding 7 women. We are going with the theme of 7. So nominations have come through for established women from different parts of the industry and the community, women that are making moves, impactful, meaningful, empowering moves in the different areas of where they function, where they exist, whether it's in a business or in their community. So we had many nominations, but 7 women are going to be receiving the Established Women Awards as part of our 7-year celebration. And there will be entertainment. We are looking to leave enough room always for networking.
Wow.
So that is the part of Friday evening. And come Saturday, we have registration from 8:30. We have got the CEO of South Africa Institute of Chartered Accountants that is giving a keynote address, Miss Patricia Stock. We also have Professor Mamoketi Pakeng that is going to be leading a conversation. We are going to have a panel discussion. We are going to have a speaker also, Koli Madlala, who is a spokesperson, who is an advocate, I must say, for menopause, and also gives policy advice on the same matter. So it's about well-being, mental health, and recognizing the different stages of life and how they affect us in our work, in the corporate world, in running businesses. And we will, from that discussion, we will then break into a panel discussion. Indriani Gavanda is also speaking on the second day of the summit. That's the 2nd of November. Mm-hmm. She is an established woman in construction business and very inspirational. Her journey is just full of inspiration. And whoever hears Indriani speak is definitely bound to be inspired and empowered and encouraged. So it is a mix of business. It is a mix of professional career, spiritual, personal issues that will be discussed, that will be part of the proceedings and inspiration and imparting knowledge and insights, so that we really walk away. It sounds like I'm using the word empowered too much, but it is exactly what is going to happen. We are going to walk away empowered.
Wow. Absolutely love the sound of that. Quickly now, before I let you go, how do we enter the competition once again? And then we do our goodbyes.
The competition, quite easy. Go to our social media, whether on Instagram or on Facebook, like our latest post.
Okay.
This is today, Monday the 21st. Like our latest post, tag a woman or a man that is inspirational, that is inspiring, that you know in your community, in your business, in your space, and share to your stories. And then you stand a chance to win a double ticket to the summit on the 1st and the 2nd of November. How simple is that?
Yeah, very simple. And also, lastly, any pages that the listeners can follow, social media, if you can give us the name of the page.
The name of our page on social media, Facebook and Instagram, is Christian Women Business Network. Christian Women Business Network, CWBN, the green and gold one. We go with green and gold because we are about success and harvesting.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Gia, thank you so much. All the best for next week, and I'll see you next week.
Yes, I can't wait. Thank you so much. All the best. Sending you love and life, love and light, and shalom to all the listeners.
Wow. That's Gia Modise Molodo of Christian Women Business Network. I hope you are entering the competition as in right now.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.